Zakt der Mishnah weiter, Masech, der Shkalim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav, wo Emir of Sama says, Herei Alay Eitzim. He takes upon himself to bring wood. The problem is, he didn't say how much. Zakt der Mishnah, Lo Yivches, it shouldn't be less, Mishnei Gizrin. Literally two blocks of wood, but how big are these blocks of wood? So the Matanur just says, well, like the ones that they used to use on the Mizbeach, on the fire on the Mizbeach, and their shear was no. Now, it doesn't mean that this is the minimum amount you have to bring if you want to bring wood. He can bring one wood also. We're talking about someone who didn't clarify himself. That's the problem. If he says plain, Re'elai Eitzim, so we say it means Shnei Gizri. Now, how do we know even one block of wood would do? Well, it says in the Sechtes Yuma, V'shnayim biyodam Shnei Gizirim, two Kehanim, were chosen, each to carry a single block of wood. So you see, each block of wood on its own could be considered a carbon. So if he says one block of wood, it's one block of wood. If he says plain Hereli Eitzim, he has to bring at least two. And that means either the actual wood, or he can contribute the sum of money, which is enough to buy two blocks of wood. That's what the box was for that was marked Eitzim, that we learned about in the previous Mishnah. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, if someone promises to bring Levina, once again, doesn't specify how much. So Leivches Mekaimetz. He should not bring less than a fistful. Because that's the shear of the levina that comes along with the carbon mincha. Now really, a kaimetz is a kaimetz. As Hashem Yisroch, we'll learn, Menachas, we'll see what a kaimetz is. It was one of the most difficult to avoid this in the Beis HaMikdash. Really, the kaimetz is the amount that goes into the kayan's palm that he gets his middle three fingers over. The pinky and the thumb straighten it out on either end. Okay, but this is only because he didn't specify an amount. But if he specifies an amount, he can bring as little as one grain. Afilu koyret shalovayna, says the Batanur. How do we know this? So the Batanur quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Kapitel Vav Pasiches. The Heirim mimenu bekumtzai. He shall separate it from it with his kaimitz. Again, the three fingers. Like we explained, that's the kaimitz that goes into his palm that he can cover with those three fingers. From the fine flour of the mincha, and mishamna from its oil v'skala v'nasa. So we learn from here, just like which part of the mincha goes up on the mizbeach, the kaimitz, same as for a levina, the shear is a kaimitz, this almost fistful. But once again, that's only because he didn't say how much. Leave it open, giving a levina, it's a kaimitz. Vaitu zak the Mishnah, zav, if he says he's going to bring gold, la yivches mi dinner zav, it shouldn't be less than a gold dinner. Now that's the smallest gold coin that they had. But the Batanur explains, that's because it was mashma from the way he said it, that he wants to give a gold coin. But let's say he said gold, without indicating a coin, can be a tiny amount of gold. Even enough to make a small fork. Vaitra zakt the Mishnah, we learned in the previous Mishnah, Shisha l'nedava, there were six boxes that were marked nedava, mahi oisn ba, what did they do with the money in these boxes? And for the Mishnah, loichin ba'olos, they purchased carbon olos. Habasar l'shem, the basar was l'shem, that meant that it was burnt on the mizbeach. V'yoyres l'kehanim, and the skins went to the kehan. How do we know this? Zeh medrash darash yoyod the kohen gadol. Yoyod the kohen gadol dash in the pasuk this way. Yoyod was the kohen gadol during the times of King Yehoyash. And it is from his drash in the pasuk that we know that the contents of these boxes are brought as carbon oilus on the Mizbeach. Now let's remember for a moment what it said on these boxes. On the first one it said Moiser Chatas. That meant if someone put away money for a carbon chatas, bought the chatas but there was extra money. On the second one it said Moiser Asham. Someone had to bring a carbon Asham and the same thing, there was extra money. Moiser Kinei Zavim V'Zavais V'Yaldais. They have to bring an oil and a chatas, same thing. They put away money, and there was extra money. Meiser Karbanis Nazir, Meiser Asham Mitzayda. These were all cases of where we separated money, and Lamaisa, there was extra money. We bought the carbon, but there was still extra money. So it goes into these respective boxes. The last one was Nedav, Stamazah, where a person puts money into the box. Yoyada Kohen Gadol asked as follows. The Pasuk says, Asham Hu, Asham Asham Lashem. It is a carbon Asham, because he's guilty. It's a carbon asham to Hashem. Look, there's a steer over here. First we say, it is a carbon asham. That means whatever applies to a carbon asham applies over here. So we already know the halachas of a carbon asham. A carbon asham is eaten by the kaihana. But on the other hand, it says, v'asham lashem. So it's mashma that it's kulei lashem, but it's completely consumed on the mizbeach. So therefore, yayada kayin resolves the contradiction this way. You know what the pasuk is teaching us? Asham, asham lashem. Anything that comes because of a chet, it started out with a chet. Like, for example, a person separated money for a carbon chatas or a carbon asham. He said, with this money, I'm going to buy my chatas and my asham. Lamaisa, he bought the carbon and he had extra money. What should he do with the extra money? He should purchase carbon oilies that are completely consumed on the mizbeach, where the basar is lashem, yet the skins go to the kehana. That's how I fulfill both parts of the pasuk. Asham lashem refers to the basar, and v'asham lakehanan refers to the yairis. So once again, let's see the lashon of the Mishnah inside. The pasuk says, Asham hu asham, asham lashem. Is it an asham, which means the kehanim eat it, or is it asham, asham lashem? Or is it completely burnt on the mizbeach? Does it go to the mizbeach or to the kehanim? Which one? Rather, zehaklal, this is the rule, kol shehu ba mishum chet, anything that started out because of a chet, u'mishum ashma, anything that started out as a carbon chatas or a carbon asham. For example, he separated money to bring a carbon chatas or a carbon asham, and there was extra money. It goes into that box, and what do I do with the money? Yilakach b'yilas. I purchase carbon oilas, where habasar is taka lashem. The basar goes totally lashem. That means it's burnt on the mizbeach. V'ha'oiras lakehanim, and the skins go to the kehanim. Nimsu. So it turns out shnei k'suvim kayamim. I have fulfilled both psukim. Asham lashem, it's taken away, completely burnt up lashem. V'asham lakehanim, because the skins go to the kehanim, and that's by a carbon oila. V'oimer, when it says v'oimer, usually it means, here's another pasuk that brings the shtick l'raya to what we're saying. The pasuk says, kesev asham v'kesev chatais, lo yuva beis hashem, lakehanim yu. Money from the carbon asham, and money for the carbon chatas, should not be brought to the beis hamikdash. Rather, they shall be for the kehanim. How do we explain this? I mean, literally, it means, oh, you separated money for an asham or for a chatas? No, forget it. Just give it to the kehanim. Of course, it can't mean that. It's impossible. Money that was separated for a carbon has to go for the carbon. Rather, what does it mean? Suppose I separated money for a carbon asham. Put away money for a carbon chatas, and I have extra money. So maybe I would think, oh, extra money, give it to the Gabayas, whatever they need it for in the Beis HaMikdash. Sakta Pasik, loy yuva Beis Hashem. In other words, it should not go for the house of Hashem, meaning for general upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash called Bede Gabayas. Rather, it shall be for the Gayanim. You purchase carbon oilis with it, which go up on the Mizbeach, and the skins go to the Gayanim. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. If someone says, Hare Elai Eitzim, doesn't specify how much, he should bring 2 blocks. That's because he didn't specify. If you want, you can bring 1. If you don't specify, it means 2. How big are these blocks? So we find different shiurim, but the Batanura says it was the size of the block they brought on the Mizbeach, and they knew how big it was. If someone donates Levayna, shouldn't bring less than a koimetz. Koimetz is the fistful, the kind of fist that's used for the mincha, as we explained. It really means what goes in between his middle 3 fingers. That's if he doesn't specify. If he wants to specify that he wants to bring a single tiny drop, he can. Even a koirich alavayim. Even 1 grain. But if he doesn't specify, he should bring at least the kainetz. I know that from the pasuk. Pasuk says, v'heiru menu l'kumtsoi misoiles ha-mincha u'misham levaskal ha-venasa. So we say that just like the harama of the mincha is a kaimitz, levaina also, the shear of levaina should be kaimitz. Meaning, if you donate stam levaina, it means a kaimitz. If he donates gold, there shouldn't be less than a dinar zahav. That's if he kind of was miramis, he needs to bring a coin, because that was the smallest coin they had in gold. But if he doesn't say coin, it could be even for a small fork, a small hook. Then the Mishnah went on to explain what are the shisha l'nedava that we spoke about, the 6 boxes that are l'nedava. They were marked Meiser Chatas, Meiser Rosham, and so on. The last one was Stam Nedava. What did they do with it? They purchased Oilois. The Basar was Lashem. The skins go to the Kehanim. Yada Kayin dashes that from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Asham Hu, Asham Hashem Lashem. Well, if it's an Asham, The Torah already told us, Kehanim eat the meat. Then it says, Oshem, Oshem, Lashem, that means it's completely on the Mizbeach. So what is it referring to? It's referring to the extra money. Someone wanted to bring an Oshem, separated money for it, set aside money for it. And there was extra money after he purchased the carbon. That goes into the special box, and from there we bring a carbon oila, where the basar is Lashem, and the skin goes to the Kaihanim. And we also know that from the Pasuk, where it says, Kesev Asham v'kesev chatois l'yuva beis Hashem. Surely it doesn't mean that money for an Asham or money for Machata shouldn't be brought as a carbon, that it should go straight to the Kehanim. L'kehanim yu, it can't mean we give it straight to the Kehanim. It's money that was designated for a carbon. So therefore we understand that Pshat is, it refers to the extra money. I set aside money for Asham or Achatas, purchased the carbon, I still had extra money. I would think that money, I give it to the Beis HaMikdash, let them do whatever they want with it. So we say no. We purchase oilos, the basar goes Lashem, and the irais go to the Kehanim.